ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. 잠깐만.
실루 프라부파드 키 자이 실루 나르탐 다스 타쿠르 키 자이 고르 박타 브린디 키 자이 고르 프레마난데 하리보. Welcome to this auspicious ceremony here at Govardhan Hill, which are in Kartik, on the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. I can say that if nothing else goes right today, because we had Havi Prabhu's kirtan, this initiation and your lives will be successful from now on. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Havi Prabhu. We're praying. Anyway, Hare Krishna. We're going to begin. Before you hold on to the Brahma Samhita, you may need to have your hands free for Achmana. We're going to perform Achmana purification by mantra, touching water. So please repeat this mantra. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavasta Katopiva Yasvare Pundarikaksham Sababhya Abhyantara Shuchi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. Someone assist them because they may need help. Take the spoon in your left hand, put the water in your right. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Sip water. Om Dharayanaya Namaha. Hold it. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om. Please say, Om, Om, Apavitra, Pavitrova, Sarvavastan, Gatopiva, Yasmare, Pundarikaksham, Sarvabhya, Abhyantara, Shuchihi, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. Please put water in your hand. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. Om Apavitra Pavitrova Sarvavasta Gatopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sabhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. One more time. Om Keshavaya Namaha. Gotta say the mantra. Om Narayanaya Namaha. Om Madhavaya Namaha. This mantra says that whatever state one is in now, pure or impure, by remembering the lotus-eyed Lord, one becomes purified internally and externally. There are many rules and regulations, but the main rule is to always remember Krishna and to never forget Him. Those two are the king of all rules. And now, to remember Krishna, we're going to recite together the Sri Brahma Samhita, which was the hymn that Prabhupada really liked at initiation ceremonies. I was at one in 1975 in Chicago. Led by Rahini Nandan Prabhu, many devotees chanted Brahma Samhita for the first time, and Prabhupada afterwards said that we should do it all the time. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karadam Chintamani Prakadasadmasukalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabhira Vipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambramasev
Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Venum Kwanantam Aravindam Jalaya Taksham Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Madi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Alola Chandrakala Sadvana Malyavamshi Radnangadam Pranayakeli Kalavilasam Shyamam Tribangalalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiranjaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nalayauvanam Cha Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sambragamyo Vayuradhapi Manaso Munipun Gavanam Sopyasti Yaprapadasimdhya Vichintya Tatve Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajani Ekopyasaura Chaditum Jagadanda Kotim Yachshakti Rasti Jagadanda Chayayadantaha Antantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yadbhava Bhavitadiyo Manujasta Taiva Samprapya Rupa Mahima Shayanana Bhusha Suktaryameva Nigama Pratitaistu Vanti Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Premanjana Chudita Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksadeva Hridyeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shyama Sundaram Achintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ramadi Muti Shikalani Amena Tishtan Nana Avatar Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shushesha Vasudhari Viputti Bhinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Maya Hi Yasya Jagadanda Shatani Sute Trigunya Tad Vishya Veda Vitaya Mana Sattvavalambi Parasattvam Vishuddha Sattvam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasatmataya Manasu Yapraninam Pratipalam Smarutam Upetya Lilayitena Bhuvanani Jayatya Jastram Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Goloka Namni Nijadamni Taleta Tasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhavanichaya Vihitascha Yena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shristi Stiti Pralaya Sarana Shakti Reka Chayeva yasya bhuvanani viparati durga. Ichchanu rupam api yasya chachesha tesa. Govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Shiram yatadad vikara vishesha yogad. Sanjayate nahitatah pratagasti heto. Yasham bhutam api tatasam upaiti karyad. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Departure eva hita shantana mabhyapetya. Dipayate vravata heta samana dharma. Yastadrageva hita vishna chaya vipati. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Yakarnarna bhajale bhajatisma yoga. Nidramananta jagadanda saroma kupaha adhara shaktim avalamya param smamurtim govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami yashaika nisrisita kalamata avalamya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nata vishnur mahansa ihayasya kala vishesho Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Bhasman yatasma shakalesh nijeshi teja Swiyam kiyat prakatayatta vitadvadatra Brahma ya esha jagadanna vidhana karta Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yat pada pallava yugam vinidaya kumbha Dvandve pranama samaye saganadi rajaha Vignan vinhanta malamasya dagatrayasya Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajani Agnir mahi gangana mamumurudhi shascha Kalastata mamanasiti dagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vivavanti vishanti yamcha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yachchakshuresha safita sakala grahanam Raja samasta suramurti rashesha tejaha Yasyagnaya brahmati samrata kala chakro Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Dharmota papa nitaya shrutayasta pamsi Brahmarikita pataka vadayascha jiva Yadatra matri vibhapa prakata prabhava Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Yaswindra gopa matavendra mahosa karma Bandhanu rupa palabhajana matanoti Kanmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yam krodha kama sahaja praniyari bhiti Vatsalya moha dura gaurava sevya bhavai Sanchintya tasya sadrishintanuma purete Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo Druma bhumishchinta mani garama yitoyam amritam Kataganam dhatyam gamanam apivam shipriyasaki Chiranandam jyoti paramapi tarasvadyam apicha Sayatra shiradhi sravati surabhi vyasya sumahan Nimeshadyakyo vavrajati nahi atrapi samayaha Bhaje shvaita dvipam tamaham iha golokamitiyam Virantaste shantakshiti virala charakatipaye Ishvara parama krishna sakshirananda vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Iti Sri Brahma Samhita Sampurnam Hari Om. We have some neck beads to put on now. So now we have some Tulsi Mala to place somewhere in here. Oh, maybe here. Are these yours, JP? Thank you. You have yours? Okay. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashchat Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo. My deepest thanks to all the devotees who've come here today. It's really heartfelt that you came out here this morning to observe this ceremony and to participate in it by giving your blessings from your heart. Especially want to thank His Holiness Kesava Bharati Maharaj, my dearest friend, for being here for all of us. And thank you very much for the example you set for all of us in the world. I see Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for being here today and for keeping the vibration of Govardhan Hill going all over the world. Havi Prabhu, thank you for walking the earth and blessing it with the aesthetic sense that you bring to the Krishna consciousness movement, which is unparalleled in my humble opinion. And Vrindavan Prabhu, thank you for bringing your transcendental vibration here to Govardhan to assist us in this. And so many other devotees work together to put together this ceremony this morning, which is indicative of the process of devotional service. All of us are dependent on the mercy of the Vaishnavas, and we work together to help one another to advance in devotional service in many different aspects. We're dependent on, when we first come to Krishna consciousness, the association of the devotees who tell us what to do and what not to do. We are dependent on hearing from devotees who have assimilated the philosophy. We're dependent on all the devotees who've formed communities to help us have a place where we can socialize and become part of the Vaishnava community. So today is like a little mini Woodstock here. We're all camped out in the middle of the forest and for transcendental purposes, Jamuna sand under our feet. But everyone worked together to bring this to fruition. And it's always interesting to see that it takes a lot of work to set something up. Vrindavan had to schlep all the way over here from Vrindavan, carrying so many implements. The fire pit had to be adorned. All the devotees were moving about, moving the energy. When we finally come to the fire sacrifice, it's only a few minutes, ultimately. And then taking it all down again, it takes work. But what happens in the middle is very significant. We heard just recently from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Rishabhadeva is giving very emphatic advice to all human beings that you should use your life for sacrifice. And it takes time and energy to set sacrifices up to make sure that you're in a position to actually perform a sacrifice. For instance, two of you today are taking the vows for chanting the holy name of the Lord. And it takes some time to prepare oneself to do this, to actually make vows. One has to wind down one's previous interests in the material world, notify everyone that I'm closing up my previous business interests in the material world, and I'm transferring them to a higher cause. This takes some time. Also, to convince one's senses that this is a good idea. The mind, the senses have to be brought along to this point where you are now sitting before the fire, oh, almost fire, before this assembly to make vows. You have to have convinced your mind and senses that this is a higher cause. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Indriyani Priyanyahur Indribya Paramanaha Manasastu Parabhudir Yo Bhude Paratastusaha. Be aware of the fact that we have a lower and a higher self, he says. And then by deliberate spiritual intelligence, keep yourself fixed on me and on the higher self. So you've done that, and that's why you're here. And that's what makes it possible to make a sacrifice, is that preparation to be in place. And now I must say, you all look very beautiful sitting there with Vaishnav Tilak and three strands of neck beads. And today Varshana will be taking second initiation because she's applied herself over many, many years to the process of sadhana bhakti, much to the happiness of all the devotees in her community, who mentioned to me many times that she's a very diligent person. But I already knew that because I met her in California one very hot night when we were sitting in our old tiny little temple on Bascom Street. And she came in amidst the crowd and sat down, and she would not deviate her attention even for a minute from the lecture. And that's something that you notice. And then she would come back night after night after night, and made her intention known to me and everybody else that she was finished with the material world. However difficult it is to get out of the material world, she was very sure that she was done with it. This is a sentiment that Devahuti brings up also, that has always inspired me in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because this mood is all that it takes, really, is a decision that we make internally in our heart that I'm no longer going to participate in this, what Prabhupada calls a colossal hoax of the material world. It happened to me in high school. I remember that I started seeing that it was I already knew it was a joke. We already said it was a joke. But now when I read the Bhagavad Gita, I was fully convinced that I wanted nothing more to do with it. But when we have that conviction in our hearts, as the three of you do, then Krishna opens the door for us to take to the process of devotional service. It's not an ordinary thing. In the Gita, he says, Bahunam jamanam ante gyanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabaha. It's a rare soul that after cycling through many material bodies, life after life, comes to a conclusion that I'm going to dedicate myself to Krishna. And Krishna calls such a person a rare soul. So this is a very glorious ceremony. It's not just flowers and a fire, but it's the culmination, the solemnization of an intention that all of you have had in your hearts for some time, and the making of vows brings that to bear for all the world, and for Krishna to see also, and for ourselves to see, those of you who are making vows today. So the Harinam initiation is extremely important, because this is the way in which we declare our dependence on the holy name. And this is the very meaning of faith, of which the thickening of is the definition of advancement in devotional service from the Brahma Samhita, Yadrishi Yadrishi Shraddha Siddhir Bhavati Tadrishi. Lord Brahma says that as you thicken your faith in the process of devotional service, to that degree you attain perfection, Siddhi. And the definition of faith given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Shraddha Shabde Bishwas Kahe Suridhar Nishchay Krishna bhakti koila sarva karma krita hoy. This faith means that Krishna is the source of everything, and he's also my life and soul, and that his holy name is non-different from him, and that if I invest all of my attention and organize my whole life around the process of chanting Hare Krishna, then everything else needed will be manifest in my life, and that I don't have to do any other duties in this world except to attend to my intensive and attentive chanting of the holy name of the Lord. We read yesterday in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam where Lakshmi Devi herself says that everyone should know that actually Krishna is Kamadev, that he fulfills everyone's desires more than anyone could expect. And therefore, and Krishna, of course, tells us this in the Bhagavad Gita, ananyaschintayanto mam yejana pariupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. This is such a enlivening assurance that he gives us, that if you just give yourself to me, give your full consciousness and attention to me, then I'll take care of you. Yogakshemam vahamyaham. Personally, I'll take care of you. So this is the very meaning of faith. So in taking vows for chanting Hare Krishna means that we're actualizing that faith. And we're saying that I'm going to dedicate myself minimum 16 rounds every day to chant the holy names. And then, of course, organizing my life in such a way that I avoid the kinds of activities and energy that will distract me from chanting, especially in the regulative principles. This is one of the greatest gifts that Prabhupada has given the world and to us personally, is these four regulative principles. No one else would have thought of it. What to speak of bring it up, what to speak of write it down and say, here, do this. And no one else had the gall, the boldness of purpose to actually present that, these four regulative principles, as the panacea for the suffering in the material world. And so you're fortunate because you get to embrace those formally and say before the world here at Govardhan Hill that I'm opting out of the material world. You're checking off that little box that says I'm no longer participating in the nonsense of the material world. Utter complete nonsense. I see these little shops all over India. Of course, they're all over the world. You can go anywhere, but especially here, those little packets of pan or pan, whatever they call it. What's it called? Pan or pan? Pan? What's in there anyway? I mean, how do they maintain those shops? That's all they have, just a couple little rolls of this thing, and then there's hundreds of little shops like that all over the place. But I see people all the time, they buy them, they put a little in their mouth, and they're, you know, and off they go. And this little pawn shops are the epitome of the whole material world. It's insignificant, it's unnecessary, and it's unwanted, actually. And saying no to these four sinful activities is our way of being averse to the insignificant nonsense of the material world. And as for Varshana, who's taking the Gayatri mantras and the other esoteric mantras that are being passed down through our disciplic succession today, this is a means to come closer to the intimate association of the deity of Krishna that's within one's heart and also who manifests himself on the altar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, recounting the age-old system of Pancha Samskar, describes how the initiation of a devotee is a process, and it begins with what he calls tapa. Tapa means that one turns away from the material world, and then pundra means one begins to identify oneself as a Vaishnav. Urva pundra means these markings that are so beautiful. Prabhupada said in this age of Kali Yuga, people can't afford expensive jewelry anymore. said, so you wear tilak. You just wear tilak. And it's much better than expensive jewels. It's so beautiful. And it shows I'm a Vaishnav. And it's very much wanted, Vaishnavs walking around, showing themselves in this world, because it's a barren place. If you walk through any airport in the world, you see people going here and there, wearing their, what everyone tries to keep up with the latest kind of style. Nowadays it's like a sport jacket and jeans and some kind of casual shoes, and you have to have the right suitcase and look cool. But everyone just looks like they're following the herd. But when you wear a Vaishnav tilak, no one can accuse you of following the herd. They'll look at you and they'll be shocked. And they'll say, where did you get that beautiful marking? You're really different. And really is. It's from the spiritual world. This is Pondra. There's a joy that arises in the heart of the devotee from turning away from the material world and then realizing that Krishna's there to embrace me. And therefore, they're so happy to wear a tilak and neck beads and show themselves that you know, this is available for everybody. And then comes the process of nama, which means that you accept the name of Krishna as your life and soul. Vacho vachakam ityu deti bhavato nama swarupa dvayam. Rupa Goswami says, well, Krishna and his name are non-different, but then again he says they are different. And he says the name of Krishna is more merciful than Krishna. That's how they're different, because the name will go everywhere. And also, we take a new name when we take the Nam initiation. And this is something that's very much coveted by those who realize the importance of being a selfless servant, that you get the opportunity to be given, bequeathed, you're given by a guru a name welcoming you to the sampradaya of servitors of the Lord. So you get the name Das, or Dasi if you're a woman. And this is such a beautiful name to have. And then you make vows to chant the name as your life and soul. And then after the nama comes mantra. Our system in ISKCON, after some time of being very steady and chanting the holy name of the Lord, learning the process of Panchratrik Vidhi, then one can take mantra. And these mantras are actual deities unto themselves. They're sound deities. As Narada Muni says in the fifth chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Iti Murti Abhidanina Mantra Murti Mamurtikam Yajite Yajya Purusha Sasamyak Darshana Puman. He said, you can't get a more perfect darshan of Krishna than through the mantra. Murti means form, and it also means difficulty. And when you say amurti, it means that the murti becomes amurti. That what was difficult to see, who can see the form of Krishna? Those who chant the mantra. And especially in this verse, he's referring to Panchratrik mantras, as Prabhupada indicates in his purport. And he says that the Panchratrik mantras, the ones you'll be receiving today, Varshana, these, he says, are more important in this age than the Vedic mantras. These are specially compiled. They're mantras that have been realized in the deep meditation of sages and passed down to us in a concentrated form. So three times a day you'll be meditating on these deities, these sound deities, and it'll be bringing you closer to the worship of the Supreme Lord within your heart. And then comes yaga, which means, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the worship of the deity. This is one of the five most important processes for advancing in devotional service, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of the 64 items of devotional service, he names deity worship as one. So the opportunity then to come closer to the deity, who is non-different from Krishna. Archa means it's his mercy form. He appears before us so that we can handle him. And that means that you actually get to touch the deity. The deity is so beautiful, and then you can dress the deity. You can think about ways to bring different accoutrements and beautiful items to worship the deity, waking up the deity, putting the deity to rest, and so forth. Even the pujari, according to the padati, is allowed at certain times to put his or her head on the lotus feet of the deity. This is a very intimate kind of service that one gets when one moves forward into this process of mantra. So it's such an enriching process. Of course, everything's there within the holy name, but our acharyas, especially Jiva Goswami, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada, carry the tradition very clearly forward that the holy name will deliver us. But in the age of Kali Yuga, the contamination is so pervasive that we need to have we need refinement so that we can chant the holy name of the Lord without offenses. So the Pancharatrik mantras and the process of deity worship go side by side with the process of Bhagavat Marg, or chanting Hare Krishna, and studying Srimad Bhagavatam, distributing it all over the world. These two things have to go together. In the age of Kali, Jiva Goswami says it's vital. Otherwise, we won't find a person in Kali Yuga who's free from contamination and can simply chant the holy name without being distracted. Therefore, we need Pancharatrik Vidhi. And if you do happen to be a liberated soul, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you should set the example anyway and follow it. So this is the perfect process. The chanting of a Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, and also following the Pancharatrik system by doing the mantras three times a day, which you'll be doing, and also worshipping the deity, giving your heart and soul to worship the deity. And then, of course, avoiding offenses. It's especially important to, and if you do this one thing, people will notice it, and you'll notice it also, and that is don't criticize devotees. Just avoid it altogether, because if you do criticize devotees, then it degrades your ability to chant Hare Krishna or to appreciate devotees, which is really the root cause of bhakti, the worship of the Vaishnavas. Madbhakta Puja Bhyadika, Krishna says in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that the best kind of worship of me is worship of my devotees. And so the devotees really are the ones who feed us. They're the ones who bring us to Krishna consciousness. And if we criticize them, it's like biting the hand that feeds you. And nobody likes people who do that. So don't criticize devotees. Full permission to give that up altogether. And never, especially in writing or on the internet. Also, practice being attentive in chanting the holy names of the Lord. If you're not inclined to that, then try to find somebody who is, and then spend time with them. Because if you're around people who have certain kind of inclinations, you'll pick them up really fast. Also, it's our downfall as living entities, and it's also a great boon, because just by association we can become elevated. So finally, I'll mention that Srila Narottam Das Thakur is our patron saint of Sankirtan. And he spread Krishna consciousness all over Bengal and Orissa through his melodious kirtan. And he was a great scholar in his own right, great acharya. And he writes in his bhajans about the essence of Krishna consciousness. And because it's his disappearance day today, I want to point out a few principles that he gives in his song Gaurangera Dhutipada, where he's praying to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nanda. And in this song, he says that if you approach the ocean of the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you enter that ocean, then you'll eventually come out on the shore of the pastimes of Sri Sri and Radha and Krishna. So he says in that song as well that anybody who's giving them their lives to spread the Sankirtan movement is a Nitya Siddha. Prabhupada gives a purport about this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which he says that don't think that only the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with him at the time of his appearance were nitya siddhas. He says, no, Narottam Das Thakur is saying that anyone who enters into the Sankirtan movement and gives his or her life and soul to spreading the Sankirtan movement becomes elevated to the position of a nitya siddha. Means everything that's necessary in your for your advancement to the highest stages of devotional service is available in what you're receiving through this parampara. And that means the holy names, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra with attention minimum 16 rounds and avoiding the offenses, and taking up this process of the Panchratrik mantra chanting at least 3 times a day and then going into the process of deity worship. If you then dedicate the rest of your life and time to spreading the Krishna consciousness movement in whatever way you can contribute, then this composite of activities will empower you to come to the highest stage of devotional service, or rather, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will descend and will pull you up to the highest levels of the process of bhakti yoga. Is that clear? Yes or yes? Yes or yes? Yes, clear?
Yes.
Yes, clear. Okay. And Maharaj, would you like to say anything?
Very little.
Okay. Do we have an extra mic?
Hare Krishna. What can be said after that lecture includes everything. I'm very happy and wishing you all success in your spiritual lives, in your initiates. And I'm also grateful to all of you who have attended and helped to make this beautiful scene. Tamal Kunj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj sitting in the Tamal Kunj, put him there for a reason. Kadamba, and this wonderful devotional atmosphere. I just wanted to remind you that you're being inducted, accepted into the Brahma. Madhvagonia Sampradaya. And the medium, Prabhu mentioned that liberated souls don't need to take initiation. Actually, the holy name has already been given to the universe by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came and chanted the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he ordered, he didn't just ask, he ordered everyone to chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and in effect, he initiated everyone. Therefore we can chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the most intimate mantra in all of the Vedic mantras. So, still, as he hinted, there's a purport in which Srila Prabhupada elaborately explains why. You should read this purport carefully. Madhyalila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, chapter 15, text 108, easy to remember. And there, Prabhupada explains that even though it isn't required, it is necessary to take the initiation. The reason is because the sound is being given to you now. This ceremony, the vows, the blessings of the Vaishnavas, the chanting of the on the beads by the spiritual master who has heard the Ma Mantra from a person who has heard the
the Maha Mantra, this is like a wire carrying the sound. And the wire are the hearts of the previous acharyas down to us. And in this way, you're receiving the mantra in a way that will empower you, even though anyone who chants Hare Krishna anytime makes spiritual advancement and associates with Krishna. But when you take initiation, you receive the empowerment to chant through this process of the wire, of the hearts of the previous acharyas. And we are so fortunate that just 12 persons, your spiritual master is 12th in the line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, only 12 persons removed from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, you're hearing that sound, having gone from the mouth to the ear, from the mouth to the ear, to the heart. This is a very serious difference. And therefore, please take it seriously. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 19th chapter, 160, verse 160, he explains in detail what happens when we chant without trying to give up offenses. So this is a very important thing, and you can read it yourself. Madhya 19, 160. And there's a list, long list, this much, of all the anomalies that can come into one's life, into one's heart, into one's activities, into one's mind, by not trying to chant without offense. It's extremely important. So the sum total of all of that is a heart that becomes attractive to Krishna. And therefore Krishna, when a person takes these vows and takes initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, then Krishna accepts the person, you all, as members of his family. In fact, he accepts you as his good self. So, it's extremely auspicious, it's extremely important, and you're therefore extremely fortunate. So, all success to you in your spiritual lives. I'd like to thank especially my best friend, Vaisheshika Prabhu, for bringing his knowledge and pure devotion to ISKCON Bhaktivedanta Ashram on this regular basis, and inspiring us to chant the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly every day. And as a result of his inspiration only, I've made my vow to do it every day for the rest of my life, no matter what. And it is extremely needed and important, because the chanting should bring you to the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. The chanting is the beginning, and inoffensive chanting will bring you. You're already with Krishna, because Krishna is not different than his name. But then Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are also incarnations of Krishna. And they give you the details and the enriched knowledge, spiritual knowledge, that allows us to fall in love with Krishna. You can't love someone unless you know them intimately. This love is not casual. This is not a casual love affair. And that's what these vows are about. So, I've spoken too much already, Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanandi.
Hare Krishna.
Davina, can you just come up here and give a blessing that they can be fully engaged in the Sankirtan movement for their whole lives? This is my dear friend, Davina Nirada Prabhu, who is a stalwart in the Krishna conscious movement. And just please give them a blessing.
Hare Krishna. Blessings.
You're at the right place at the foothill of Govardhan, who is representing unalloyed pure service to Krishna. He's serving all the Brijbasis and all the cows and calves by giving them abundant food and shelter and playgrounds. So in a similar way, may you become useful to the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by using all your abilities and facilities and faculties in the service of this Sankirtan movement, so we can, on this day at the foothill of Govardhan, pray to him that we may also imbibe a fraction of his service attitude and in this way become glorious by being connected to this process of Krishna consciousness. This is a very beautiful aesthetic setting, and we are fortunate to be allowed to be part of this beautiful ceremony. Thank you for coming forward and distinguishing yourself in this process of Krishna consciousness, and for inspiring many others to take up this process as well. May Lord Chaitanya bless you in your endeavors. Hare Krishna.
See, Krishna Maharaj, would you please give a blessing from, because you're a resident here at Govardhan Hill?
Mohant.
Mohant.
Hare Krishna. Already you spoke everything. So this is a good place and the lotus feet of Giriraj. And now he knows he is the, simultaneously he is the Lord and he is the best servant of Lord Hari. So welcome to the Sankirtan movement and being connected to Sankirtan movement. So we learn and remember this, how Giriraj, he is the service, he has become the Haridasa Varya. So we remember this in our life. We will become not Mayar Das, we will become Haridas, always. So don't forget. And this is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice to us. So Prabhu initially he mentioned how we should not forget, and this is the initiation to introduce to not forget Krishna, and this will make us glorious and happy. Sorry, I am not prepared. So I will pray to Giriraj and he will bless us. He's blessing you all of. So we will maintain our bhav, our sincerity, the service. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Can Haribo. You say one thing? Just tell them happy japa.
Happy japa.
Hare Krishna. Please come up. You can come now and receive your name and your beads. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Microphone? Alakananda Prabhu, you've come a long way here to this place, and you look ready for something. Please tell us what kind of vows you came to make today.
I'm making a vows here in front of Giriraj, Fire, Guru Maharaj, and all the sannyasis and everyone else, to follow the four regulative principles of which is no meat eating, no illicit
that
sex,
meat, fish, or eggs.
That means fish, onions, garlic. No illicit sex, no intoxication, and no gambling. And I'm also making vows to regularly chant minimum 16 rounds of Maha Mantra a day, and to regularly chant Srila Prabhupada's books.
Thank you very much. I have great faith in your candidacy for devotional service, because I met you through Bhagavad Acharya Prabhu. He introduced us when we were in Mayapur several years ago. And also, having come to know that how many mentors you have, recently you wrote me and you were talking, I had asked you about who are the devotees who mainly inspired you, and you had a long list. So that was very auspicious. Always collect mentors and take shelter of the Vaishnavas. It's a culture of guidance that we're involved in. And also I've come to see that you have talents that I didn't know about in various ways to help the Sankirtan movement. So I'm very eager to see how you blossom by using all your talents to help expand the Sankirtan movement all over the world. Hare Krishna. So your name is a name I got from the Sri Brihat Bhagavatamrita. It's a name of Krishna, but it's one that most people don't know. And his name...
Of course, I'll need the beads.
This name of Krishna means that he's anything but slow. So... following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Amanda Vikrama Das.
His grace, Amanda Vikrama Prabhu ki.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama. SP. This is the place we met, Govardhan, and this is the place we always meet, Govardhan. And so I'm taking it as this is the mercy of Giriraj that we've come together in this relationship. And please tell us
which vows you've come here to make today. Hold that microphone very close because everyone wants to hear what you have to say.
So, Hare Krishna, I will strictly follow the four vows: no meat eating, fish and egg, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and
no bagpiper.
No.
Means no?
No.
It's the I word.
No intoxication.
Yes.
Good. Till now, I am avoiding since my birth. No.
Yes.
So
see,
I
know. I understood that.
Correct.
Remember.
That's why we had to coach you here. Okay. So now, what about the positive side?
With 16, at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna or Mahamantra.
Japa and
yeah.
Very nice vows. Very nice vows. Okay. Vidya Vidu Dasi has already taken vows and has distinguished herself in devotional service, and now your son, your wife, your son, and now you yourself. So the whole family has become distinguished Vaishnavas. And when I saw you sitting over there with your neck beads and tilak, I was so joyful to see this happening. We are spreading the Sankirtan movement of one person at a time, one person who gives vows and dedicates him or herself to the Sankirtan movement, then becomes a force to transform others in the world. So this is a very important day, especially knowing that you've followed this system your whole life, and now you're giving yourself to the process through Srila Prabhupada's family. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all the previous acharyas in the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I'm very joyful to award you the name Sadhu Chari Das.
It's great, Sadhu Charu Prabhu Ki!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Varshana Devi Dasi, you're taking second initiation today, and could you just say in a couple sentences your realization? You've been very enthusiastic to take this next step, and What is it that inspired you to move forward?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada's purport tells that with Hari Nam, chanting the Hari Nam, you can go back to Godhead. But with Gayatri Mantra, you are complete, realized. This is what he said. And he said that you get very close, you imbibe a very close relationship with Krishna and with your Guru. And when I read this, I said, I'm fortunate if I get it, and I will. And another thing, it is told that if in the Shastras, that if we chant Gayatri, Gayatri is Krishna himself. It has come from his flute. Gaya means sing, and Gayatri to, I'm forgetting the
letter. Deliver.
Three.
To
forget.
To deliver from the song that delivers you.
So from the singing of the song of the Lord, which has come from his flute itself, I'm fortunate that I will be able to sing Gayatri three times a day. And I in fact have a little question that Srila Prabhupada ji has mentioned that it should be chanted at 6, 12 and 6. 6 in the morning, 12 in the afternoon, and 6 in the evening. Is there a little change can be made? Like you see, if you are in the class and you are attending the Bhagavatam class or Bhagavad Gita class, then can we chant it later or before, or how is it?
Yes, you can do that.
Anecdote. Yes, I was present once when someone tried to pin it down, Srila Prabhupada, exactly what time. And I've heard when the sun rises that time changes, and time noon, time changes wherever you are, and then sunset, time changes. Srila Prabhupada says, just do it in the morning and midday.
Prabhupada was not so, you know, he wanted the, of course, to be regulated and careful, especially in deity worship. But in many of these rituals, Satsarup Maharaj told me he was doing a fire yagya for Prabhupada, and he was asking a lot of questions about, should I do it this way, that way? And he said, Prabhupada leaned over and he said, shortcut. In any case, that doesn't apply to your Gayatri Mantra necessarily, but what it does mean is that you have to use your common sense as you're moving around the world to do the best you can to fulfill the spirit of the vow. And all the initiates today got certificates to prove that they were initiated, because as years go by, it may become more difficult to do that. And I'm just going to read a couple sentences from your certificate. The potency of the Gayatri Mantras is expressed in these three verses of Sri Brahma Sanghita. Then the goddess of learning Saraswati, the divine consort of the Supreme Lord, said thus to Brahma, who saw nothing but gloom in all directions, O Brahma, this mantra, Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Balabhai Swaha, will assuredly fulfill your heart's desire. O Brahma, do thou practice spiritual association by means of this mantra, then all your desires will be fulfilled. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri embodying the three Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Sri Krishna, the essence of all Vedas, with this hymn. So on this day, here at Govardhan Hill in Kartik, I am very happy to pass on to you the divine and esoteric Gayatri mantras. They're on a sheet in here, but later I'll meet you just after this and speak them to you, and then show you how to chant the mantras. So everyone who agrees that Varshana Devi Dasi has made a good decision to dedicate her life to chanting the Gayatri Mantras and surrendering to Krishna, please say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna!
Confirmed. Thank you very much. And so Mataji, come and help her up, please. Good, thank you. And now our esteemed priest Vrindavan Prabhu will perform the fire sacrifice. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
then I need a mic.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gopri Manande,
Hare Hare Vau. Okay. You can pick up that plate of grains. Yeah, you can. I can't even see it. I don't know.
You want me to build a fire?
Yeah. Build it up. Hare Krishna. Okay, so as you know, whenever I say swaha, you offer a little bit of this samagri into the fire. Maybe you can come a little closer. Installed it. Okay, ready? The fire is remanifested by the grace of Gopal Das Prabhu. Om Bhu Swaha Idam Vishnavedam Namama. Om Bhuva Swaha Idam Achutaya Idam Namama. Om swa swaha idam narayanaya idam namama. Om bhur bhuva swa swaha idam anantaya idam namama. Please repeat after me. Om agyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sapadantikam Swaha Swaha Swaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya
Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Vaisheshika Prabhur Iti Namine Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Swaha 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 Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daityaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayine Prabhave Namaha Madhuryojwala Primadhyaya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvanta Harine Swaha 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 Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Padambhujaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralamba Rasambodhe Padambhujaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Nama Bhakti Vinodaya Satchit Ananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Swaha 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 Gauravirbhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Satjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Swaha 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 Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Swaha 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 Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise
Namaha Swaha 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 Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Surupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam Swaha 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 He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Swaha 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 Jetam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvasva Padam Bhojau Radha Madana Mohano Swaha 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 Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadaha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Prishtali Bhi Sevyamano Smarami Swaha 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 Shriman Rasarasarambhi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venuswaner Gopir Gopinataha Shriyeshtunaha Swaha 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 Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Swaha 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 Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Swaha 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 Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha 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 Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha 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 Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swaha 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 Mantrahinam Kriyahinam Bhaktihinam Janardane Yatpujita Maya Deva Paripurnam Tarastume Swaha Yadatam Bhakti Matrena Patram Pushpam Falam Jalam Aveditam Nivedyantu Tadgrahananukampaya Swaha, Swaha. Virihinam mantrahinam yadkinchirupapaditam kriya mantra vihinam vata tsarvam shantumarhasi swaha. Agyana tavagyana dashubam yanmayakritam kshantumarhasi tatsarvam dasina ivagrihanamam swaha. Stiti sevagatir yatra smritischinta stitiravataha bhuyat saravatmana vishno maidam tvaichestitam swaha. Aparada sahasrani krihante harnishamaya dasoham itimam matva kshamasva marusudana swaha. Pratigyatava govinda name bhakta pranashati iti samsmritya samsmritya pranam sandharyam yaham swaha. So you can stand up and one. Now please repeat after me. Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnam Eva Vishishyate Swaha. Place the banana in the fire. It's gonna help. Okay. And you can put the rest of the grains also. Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Natchariyar Marman. Hey, Natchariyar Marman. Natchariyar Marman. Natchariyar Marman.